Adam Pengelly, good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
Yeah, Santa Ana Lane. It was never going to be hard to find a jockey, was it?
No, and quite predictably, they've come up with Hugh Bowman to ride Santa Ana Lane in Hong Kong on Sunday week. But I suppose the irony is that Hughie actually copped a suspension out of that Fernhill handicap as well, that first race that Renwick there last Saturday, the one that Mark Zara copped that pretty hefty ban for bringing down a couple of riders, Glenn Scofield and Andrew Adkins. And fortunately for Hughie was, his suspension expires at the end of the Hawkesbury standalone meeting on Saturday week, so his first day he's eligible to ride again will be that Sunday in Hong Kong. So he's gone over there to ride Fiore, the Hong Kong Derby winner. He's also picked up the ride on Santa Ana Lane. So Anthony Freeman's moved quickly to shore up a rider, and Hughie's going to be the man.
Just before I ask you the next question, Adam, I think Ajax have won this Champions League.
Boil over
against Ronaldo's Juventus. They have won, so Ajax are going through. Classique legend, very impressive in the Arrowfield Stakes on the weekend. Looks like staying in Australia.
Huge news, Laurie, isn't it? He's going to be staying in Australia at least for the spring at this stage. I think the general feeling had been for the last few months that Les Bridge and Carmel Thighs were moving mountains to try and keep him in Australia, but the owner was based in Hong Kong and wanted to take the horse back over to Hong Kong to continue his racing career. But after that win in the Arrowfield Sprint, I think it's been a little bit of a rethink, and at this stage he'll stay in Australia for the spring at in the immediate term anyway. So there's a couple of races they can possibly look at. The Golden Eagle's there for him as a four-year-old. Whether he's stretches out to 1,500 metres remains to be seen. There's even murmurs around an Everest spot potentially popping up for him later this year. He could be that good. So given the fact we've got a bit of a dearth, I'd say, in the sprinting ranks in Australia at the moment, a couple of horses on the way and a couple sort of getting into retirement, he just might be the bloke to pick up the pieces here. He might be Johnny on the spot to win some of these big feature races. But I think the big news is that he's staying in Australia for his next campaign. I'm sure he'll do his racing in Hong Kong at some stage in the future. But it definitely won't be in the next 6 months' time.
A $15 chance in the Everest, Classique Legend, and you talk about, well, the undoubted superstar of the sprinting ranks at the moment, Santa Ana Lane, $5 favourite, Osborne Bulls, you know, $6, Red Zell, $7, Elise, $11, Pierrata, $11, Sunlight, $11, and Classique Legend there at $15. I mean, he can win an Everest.
Well, the time is right, TK, isn't it? The time is right for some new sprinting stars to emerge on the scene. We always look towards these three-year-olds when they graduate to four-year-olds, whether they can take that next step. And he potentially looks the best of a lot at this stage. I know Sunlight's been enormous winning a couple of open-age group ones, but obviously being a filly, you expect the boys might catch up to her at some stage. But, yeah, I think we're crying out for a couple of big sprinting stars to arrive on the scene.
Minari, back racing.
Yeah, he's not too far away, Laurie, from trialling in any instance. If you remember, he was a horse that had picked up an Everest slot. I think it might have been last year, early in the piece, and he went amiss, and they decided to retire him
to
stud. And then
he went to stud, didn't fire, came back. I think I backed him in the slipper, didn't I?
Yeah, so he served a few mares, I think, last breeding season, but he wasn't found to be a commercial stay, and only sort of his strike rate, so to speak, wasn't too crash hot. So they've decided to put him back in.
Well, they name him Terry Kennedy.
Oh, excuse me. I've got the two kids.
Tell us all about that, eh?
He got lucky twice.
But Gerald's got him back in work, guys, and he's planning to trial him within the next 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully. Whether he runs at some stage this campaign, maybe in a couple of those sprint races in the winter at Randwick, or he heads up to Brisbane, we're not too sure yet. But it looks like it's all going well for a racetrack return. And he could be a horse that could make his presence felt again in the spring, just depending how he comes back. So good to see him back in the racing rank, so to speak. Unfortunately for him, he didn't work out at stud.
We found a winner today.
Hopefully, TK. We're back at Warwick Farm today. Race 3, number 6, Invictus Salute is my best. She's dropping pretty markedly in grey. She's run a couple of nice fillies races throughout the carnival. I think getting back to this race really suits her at Warwick Farm. A drier track, I think around the $3.10 is a pretty acceptable price. So race 3, number 6, Invictus Salute, my best.
Race, geez, they're strong midweek races. It's
hard. At this time of year, TK, yeah, they always are.
Yes, really strong midweek racing. Race 3, number 6, Invictus Salute there, and that's $3.10. Currently $3.10 at tab.com.au. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day.